Lieutenant Governor Greg Bell says Utah's population is moving further and further away from agriculture. In 90 years, he says the state has gone from a 50-50 rural-urban population to a 90-10 mix today. That's why he says the Utah Agricultural Sustainability Task Force was created.
The highlight to the state of Utah, and the legislature included, the critical need of knowing the current state of agriculture and showing some leadership in helping agriculture to sustain itself going forward so that in 10 and 20 years, we have what we planned to have and not what we ended up with.
Bell and Vice Chair Leonard Blackham, Commissioner of Agriculture and Food, made several recommendations to the Natural Resources, Agriculture, and Environment Interim Committee on Wednesday to get those plans moving forward. One of those recommendations includes supporting Utah's guest worker program, House Bill 116. Blackham told the committee it's important to make sure a legal workforce is available to milk cows, pick fruit, and other necessary processing.
If we don't, our food will be coming from somewhere else and will not be coming locally or even within the United States.
In addition, the task force recommends the state provide incentives or possibly legislation to encourage businesses and school lunch programs to buy local first. Another recommendation is to amend the Utah Farmland Assessment Act, commonly known as the Greenbelt Act, to allow smaller parcels of land to be taxed at farm value. Bell says there are 1 or 2 acre plots that can be used for farming, but currently have to be taxed at urban or suburban rates, which he says defeats the purpose.
We strongly urge a review of that. We want it to be very stringent. We don't want people just to use it as a holding zone or a placeholder. But for legitimate agricultural operations, it's a good idea. It doesn't cost that much money.
Another idea, which Bell and Blackham say has proven to be a more difficult sell, is to provide conservation easements on productive agricultural lands to limit development. Blackham says there are plenty of farmers, ranchers, and even legislators who oppose conservation easements, but it's the only way to maintain some ag production in urban communities.
For farmers' markets, for CSAs, maintaining some of the quality of life, for the ability to drive the kids out to the farm and see a dairy farm, so not to drive clear to Miller County to do it. But it's mainly for consumption and production of local food for better food security.
Representative Jack Draxler, who during the last legislative session sponsored a bill to create the task force, told Bell and Blackham they could expect to see legislation this January during the 2012 legislative session addressing these issues.
I think it's impossible to overstate the importance of making sure that our ag land can be preserved. To default to past and current practices would be a huge blunder because we will lose this industry if we do.
The task force provided 29 recommendations to the committee. A complete list can be found at www.ag.utah.gov. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.